Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Matt Sully, Energy Portfolio Manager at Tortoise. Well, happy tax day, everybody. Just kidding. Actually, there's nothing happy about it. However, to cheer us up, I'm going to start with some tax jokes. Tax day is the day that ordinary Americans send their money to Washington, D.C., and wealthy Americans send it to the Cayman Islands. Here's one. People who struggle with income tax can be divided into two categories, men and women. And how about this one? Worried about an IRS audit? Avoid what's called a red flag. That's something the IRS always looks for. For example, say you have some money left in your bank account after paying taxes. That's a red flag. Anyway, moving on to energy. Chevron stole the show last week with their $50 billion acquisition of Anadarko, announced Friday morning. The deal valued APC at 6.6 times EBITDA and represents a 39% premium to their prior close. In our view, the deal highlights the value of the Permian Basin, LNG capacity, and midstream connectivity. The news got the entire space moving, with most of the Permian E&Ps gaining several percent as the market asked, who's next? I'm not going to name names, but our expectation is there will be additional deals as the majors, including Exxon, Oxy, and Shell, are looking to expand their U.S. shale asset footprints. We expect they will be looking at independence with a large Permian footprint that ideally offsets existing acreage. Another big industry event last week was the Enterprise Products Investor Day. I'll hit some key takeaways and interesting tidbits, but first, who's Enterprise? Well, first off, they're one of our largest portfolio holdings with $7 billion in cash flow last year and an enterprise value of $90 billion. They are the self-proclaimed Amazon of energy. And why is that? Well, they don't produce anything, but they handle all the production, and they have a world-class distribution system that takes it to consumers. By the way, using the numbers I just referenced, EPD has an enterprise value to EBITDA of 12.9 times. Compare this to Amazon, who trades at 32.9 times EBITDA. So for fun, if EPD closes that 20-turn discount, the implied stock price would be $93, or triple the current value. I'm just saying. Believe it or not, I did get more out of the investor day than just my new EPD price target. The key fundamental takeaways are the big cash flow tailwind from numerous projects put in service in 2018 and ramping throughout 2019, plus several more large-scale projects entering service in 2019. Some of the noteworthy projects in this list include one new crude and one new NGL line out of the Permian, a pipe being converted from NGL to crude service, several processing plants, one PDH and one IDBH unit. If you're wondering what the heck a PDH and an IDBH are, look around your office, and chances are there are dozens of objects within reach that are at least partially made of the materials produced by these plants. If you want to see the full names of these facilities, you can reference the transcript, but I'm not going to try and pronounce them publicly. These and many other current projects drive visible growth for the next few years, and beyond that, the company has another at least $5 billion of investment under evaluation. Importantly, the company can fund these projects without issuing new shares, so it's accretive to cash flow per unit. For 2019, the plan is to take this cash flow growth and build coverage while maintaining the 2% distribution growth. But in early 2020, the company will revisit its growth rate and, we think, increase it to around 4 to 6%. They also updated the market on how they're viewing the $2 billion stock buyback program. I was a little disappointed with their color that it will only be used opportunistically in the case of a price dislocation, similar to what we saw in the fourth quarter of 2018. As expected, on the structure question, the company largely dismissed the idea of converting to a C Corp. I can't blame them. Why convert and have a future tax liability even if you aren't paying in the near term? Also, who knows if corporate rates will remain at the new lower level for the long term? And finally, if you want to convert to attract the generalist investor, look no further. EPD already counts BlackRock, T. Rowe, and Fidelity among its investors. On the macro side, EPD's fundamentals group gave a thorough update of the energy value chain. Highlights include a projected 35 to 50 years of drilling inventory in the Permian, making it one of the key supply growth sources for the world in the future. And according to the company, we're going to need it. India and China currently consume about 10% and 30% respectively of the energy as the U.S. on a per capita basis. As those countries urbanize and develop, they will almost certainly require vast increases in energy. For perspective, since 2000, non-OECD Asia's energy demand has increased about 80%. They are particularly bullish on ethylene and propylene, which are the key building blocks used in a large portion of manufactured goods you see around your house, in your car, and around the office. In fact, the IEA projects demand for plastics to double over the next 20 years. Not a bad outlook for EPD and U.S. energy in general. I'll leave it there for now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.